1-800-DUIOA, now offering free remote consultations by phone or video conference for any criminal offense. Trust Brooke, Jeffrey, and Jose's friends with a free remote consultation. From Bradley Johnson Lawyers, visit 1-800-DUIOA.com or call
1-800-DUIOA.
It's another phone tap.
Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5.
Hello?
Hey, is this Tyler?
This is him. Max calling.
Hey, Tyler, what's up? I'm Eddie. I'm so sorry to bother you. I just started at your old job at accounting.
Oh.
And Heather, she gave me your number, said you might be able to help me out with any issues I have. So I'm having an issue with the new job already.
Okay. So you got my old job.
Yeah. So my question is, where do you keep the pencils?
What do you mean?
There's no pencils in your desk. I work in accounting, and so I'm doing a lot of, like, writing and erasing, you know, and that's just kind of impossible to do if I don't have a pencil.
Well, I'm not sure what to tell you. I guess you could ask the office manager.
Oh, okay. Is that Tina?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll talk to her. Thank you so much, man. Good luck with your life and your new job and all that good stuff. I'll carry the torch here for you. I got a big, big shoes to fill from what I hear.
Okay. Thanks, Eddie.
All right.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Hello?
Hey, Tyler. What's up, man? It's Eddie again. Sorry to call you, but you know how it is.
Are you kidding me?
First week on the job.
What is it this time? You need pens?
No. I got that taken care of, man. I do have another quick question, though. They left a bunch of papers on my desk with, like, tons of numbers and stuff. Do you know what I'm supposed to do with these? Like,
what?
Multiply our division.
What?
Well, there's like tons of emails, you know, and they're just numbers, like coming in, just numbers and more numbers. And I guess you're
an accountant, man.
Yeah, no, and I'm accounting all of them. They're flowing in hot. I just don't know what to do now, you know.
You're calling me up to ask me what to do with all of the numbers.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm asking, bro.
Okay.
I can just email them over to you. I can hit the forward button. I figured that
no,
out.
No, you don't need to do that.
Oh.
I kind of just want to know, man, how long have you been in accounting?
Oh, first day, actually.
Oh, yeah, no, I believe it.
I'm really eager, though, man, to start and to learn from the best. That's you, man. So that's why I'm hitting you up.
Look, I've kind of got my own stuff to take care of here at my new job, so
yeah.
I can't really be doing your job for you. So if you have any problems, which it sounds like you do, maybe you should talk to your supervisor.
Oh.
Pretty sure his name is Dave still.
Okay, yeah, that's my dad.
Your dad?
Yeah, that's my dad, man.
This all makes sense.
So,
okay.
So if you could just do me a solid, all right, do it for me once. Just let me forward you the numbers, and then you take care of this. Then I'll get the hang of it. I'll see what you did.
Look, Eddie, that's not going to happen. I'm not going to be doing your job for you. I've got my own to take care of. So you got to hold down your own fort, okay?
Cool. Got it. You know what? That's fine. You know, is there anybody else that I could pay to do the work for me who's not, like, super busy guy? Like,
you should have this conversation with Dave, your supervisor.
Dave is my dad. So, yeah, he gives me a lot of money, but now I need to pay somebody else the money he pays me so they can get the job done.
Look,
can't go to Dave.
I don't know what's going on with you or your dad or Dave or whatever. I don't really care. Okay?
Okay.
I have my own stuff to do. I'm going to get off the phone now and do that stuff.
All right. No, that's fine. I just, you know, I'm trying to fill your shoes. You're like a legend around
great.
Here. I really
glad to hear it. This was a great talk. I got to go. This is Tyler.
Tyler, what's up? It's Eddie.
How in the hell did you get my office line, Eddie?
Oh, you weren't answering your cell, so Heather gave me your new office number.
Oh.
She's so nice.
Hey, I already told you I cannot help you do your job, man.
Dude, don't even worry about that anymore. My dad just fired me, bro.
What?
Crazy, right? It turns out he found out that I lied about college and all the internships that I told him I did. And, you know, dads, man, they're, like, never impressed with anything you do.
Yeah, I guess so.
But, hey, so my thing is I was hoping you could put in a good word for me at your new job. Since we're homies now, you could give me a reference maybe, right?
Not gonna happen, Eddie.
What?
Not gonna happen.
Dude, you and me, we're the numbers guys. We're a team.
You only got a job because of your dad. You don't know anything about numbers.
I do. I know about numbers.
You don't.
Yeah, huh? And I'm also an expert in prank phone calls.
What?
Yeah, not looking so dumb anymore, am I?
This is so stupid.
No, you're right. This is dumb, man. What's up? I'm Jose from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. Doing a phone tap on you.
What is happening?
Your friend Heather set you up, man. She said she misses you a lot since you left the office, so she wanted me to play a joke on you.
I was thinking to myself, who is this moron that hired?
That's me. That's me, and I'm not a moron. Not with your help, buddy. We're a good team, you know. Okay, real quick, on the count of three, let's both say our favorite number, okay?
Okay.
One, two, three.
Three.
Oh! Look at us. We're number bros.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5.